Praise God, it's the River of God, and we are so excited to be here on the air with you today from Beacon of Hope Ministries, and this is Living the Good Life, and we are following that amazing, amazing show, Truth Talk. Truth Talk was just on, and those people just, Dr. Angel, those people just cannot, Brother George, Sister Rebecca, Sister Deborah, they just can't figure out what they stand for, can they? I mean, you know, it's high time that they talk about truth.
Yep.
Right. So are we saying that they're on fire?
Fire, yes. And it was contagious in the studio.
You think so? So they left a good place in there for you guys to walk into, right?
Yes.
Because they're all about truth and that Truth Talk show. And I just opened the door and asked them if they would please tell us what they really think about that subject of truth. And which, of course, is a joke because they were absolutely fired up.
Yes, they were.
Whoa. So is there any reason why we should be fired up also today, Dr. Angel?
Oh, yes. We had a phenomenal church service today. Phenomenal. The
really?
Spirit was so heavy and God was doing amazing things.
You're exactly right. So what's he doing?
He is moving and shaking, and he's growing the church, and he's healing our bodies and our minds and our emotions and our spirits, and he just ministered to all of us there today.
Oh, my heavens. Yes. Yes, he certainly did, and what a joy to be in that service. Megan, is that you, Megan Crazy Kramer, on the phone? Megan? Hang on. Now, if I turn her on, maybe it will be. Megan, is that you?
Yes. Did you take me off mute, Pastor?
No. You know what? Yes, I had not turned you on, and I'm sorry. I had not turned the button on. Megan, those crazy people before us, I mean, they're fired up today about the truth of God's word. We're just going to follow that up by saying we are in total agreement with what they are talking about and teaching today. It's all about the truth of God's word. Would you give us a yay or nay on that, Megan Kramer?
Well, that would be a big old yay. A big old yeah.
All right. It sure would. Right. Because God's word stands regardless of our feelings, regardless of that little old song, Megan, that when you and your mom and dad used to come to my church in Indiana and you were 9 or 10 years old, no matter what the circumstances, what I feel or see, the word is working mightily in me. Do you remember that?
I do, and that's a big old amen.
Big old amen. Absolutely. Because so often we get to a place with discouragement, defeat, and depression, and all that kind of stuff, where we just buy the lies of the enemy, Angel. We just fall in line with what the devil is prompting us to feel. You know what I mean?
Oh yes, it happens, and it's easy for it to happen because we're getting those messages all over the place. You know, the devil uses everything and anything he can, people at work and in our personal lives, our people we might, you know, are close to and respect, and he's sending those messages coming at us from all sides.
Oh, he so is. He so is. We're going to go to Psalm 118 to start the show today in just a few minutes and read one verse in Psalm 118. We're going to get there in a minute. And we're glad Nan's in the studio, too, because she just listens to God as to whether or not he gives her poems during the show, and that's good to have. Megan, did you all have a great day in your church up in Byron Center, Michigan today?
Oh, Pastor, we did. It was a service about healing and a service about...
that's what we had, too.
Yeah, and it was so cool because it was a service about, you know, when we pray... We have the same power down in on the side inside of us that Jesus has, because we've been given that when we accept him into our life, and when we claim the Holy Spirit, a filling of the Holy Spirit upon ourselves.
Right.
And it was just so empowering because
Amen.
It's like, you know, some of us we may go to the throne and, oh Lord, please help me, please
right.
help me. But instead, we need to look at the mountain and speak, move in the name
That's
of Jesus.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. That goes along with what we were doing today in Acts 27. And the healing service we had prior to me even starting to preach, Angel.
Oh, yes. It
oh,
was
yes.
Amazing.
Oh, yes. So, you know what? God is moving mightily in congregations who are willing to listen and to hear what God wants to say to and through them. And we are excited about this show today. It's going to be powerful. Agree with me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now. We come to you believing, God, that your word stands. It is true forevermore. It is the truth that we live by. And so, Lord, we thank you for your precious word today. And as we begin this show, as we delve into the truths of your word, Lord, we do it because we want to. We're here because we want to be here. We're here because we can't wait to talk about you and play some great music for our listening audience. And so, Lord, it's with joy that we begin this show today. And it is with an attitude of, Lord, cause the people to hear, either live or later on the podcast. Cause them to hear what you would say to them today, God, because we know that you have something powerful to communicate to our audience. And Lord, we can't wait to hear what it is. We're excited about it. We can't wait to hear what you have to tell us. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Megan, do you have any praise report or anything else you'd like to say about that while I'm getting this first song on?
No praise report. I'm just really full of the joy of the Lord today. And I feel in my spirit today that this radio show is going to be so powerful that it's going to get people, whoever's listening now or in the future, it's going to get you up off of your rear end and you're going to be dancing for joy today.
I so agree. Woo! 10,000 reasons to do that. Let's see what those just might be. 10,000 reasons. Yeah. All right. Come on. There we go. Oops. All right. Hang on just a minute. We'll get the right one going on here. Nope. It's not. Okay. Go ahead, Angel. Say something while I get this to work, please. Are you good? Yeah, wait a minute. You can't because I turned you off because Nan was too loud.
You know, it's just amazing to watch what God is doing. I really feel like he has a move going across our nation right now. And he is, you know, has his chosen people that he has planted and he is working in. And he is sending us out. And it's just been amazing.
All right. Okay, that's not the song I wanted, so we're going to go with it. Your name.
In prisoner's chains, with
must be what God wanted,
huh?
Hallelujah.
Paul and Silas prayed that night, and in their pain began their chains were loosed, and they were free. I bless your name. I bless your name. I give you
Should God. Woo, we bless your name. You are the life, the truth, the way. We bless your name. We bless your name. Welcome to our series, Signs and Wonders, the study of the book of Acts. And today's word that ends in ing is trusting. And that's what we're talking about today. It is trusting. We're going to start with Psalm 118, verse 8. I never got to this morning. I wanted to bring this up in my sermon. Never got there. It is a very important verse in the Bible. And it says this: it is far better to take refuge in God than trust in people. That's in the Message Bible. Angel, do you have your other translations right there? What do you have?
Sure do. I have Amplified, New International, or New American Standard. What would you
like?
Let's
try New International.
New International. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man.
Okay, than to trust in man. Now, I don't know how many of you have ever heard this, but that is exactly the center verse of the entire Bible. It's Psalm 118, verse 8. That just sums it all up, isn't it? It's better to trust in God than to trust in people. Here's another important fact there, which I love. There are 1,188 chapters in the Bible, 594 chapters before Psalm 118, and after Psalm 118, 594, it's the exact center verse. And it's Psalm 118:8. So that's 1188, right? If you add 594 and 594, you get 1188. Is that crazy or what?
It is.
That is crazy.
I will say I do like this in the Amplified, though.
Okay, it says, let's hear it.
It is better to trust and take refuge in the Lord than to put confidence in men.
Oh, I like that very much in the Amplified. Megan, talk about that. I love that. It's better to trust and take refuge in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Okay, talk to us, Meg, about that verse, center verse of the Bible.
Well, to make it short and sweet, not get too wordy, it's that, number one, that it's in dead smack in the middle of the Bible should speak volumes to people.
Doesn't it? Yeah.
It does. And I'm going to tell you, man will let you down.
Oh, yeah.
But your God, your creator, never. Never, ever will he ever abandon you. Never, ever will he turn his back on you. And he forever will pull you out of anything that you've gotten yourself into. He is the ultimate support staff, the ultimate being. He is infinite.
Amen.
And there is no one you can trust more than him. Woo! Not one person.
That must be why through this psalmist, it was said it's better to trust in God than trust in people, right? It's all about that. Angel, you want to comment on that? Thank you. Megan, that's right on.
Absolutely. You know, Megan hit it. You know, people are going to let us down. They're going to disappoint us. They're, you know, good intentions or not, people, we're fallible, and God is not. He's perfect.
Exactly. Yes. Does that mean we always agree with what happens and that we never have bad things happen to us, Megan? Because I think of you and your husband, Ben, and losing your little baby, Grayson, a few years back. That was not what you would have chosen to happen.
No, ma'am. I wouldn't have. But, you know, yes, it doesn't exclude us from bad things happening because, yes, we have heaven on earth, but hell is also reigning for a time.
Right.
And those arrows are going to continue to come at us.
Right.
That's just something that's going to happen. But, you know, through the loss of Grayson, that's such a tragedy to lose a child. But since that's happened, I can tell you that it made me feel closer to God because I now know what it feels like to watch your son die.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Like he did.
Yes.
And it put a very different perspective in my heart and in my spirit about death. And,
interesting.
You know, yes, I still carry grief. I still have those human feelings that come up all the time. But I know through my Christianity and through my continuation of walking and learning more about God's spirit and what God really truly wants for our lives, it continues to change
Amen.
My perspective on all of those situations that are going to continue to come at me, because we're not excluded from those. Because like I said, yes, heaven is here on earth, but hell is also reigning for a time.
Right, exactly. So let's go to Psalm 91, because I think that you lived this, Megan, during that very difficult time. And this word today is trusting. Psalm 91, verse 1 says, he who dwells in the shelter of the Almighty. I've got the message right here. I'll read it in the message, and then, Angel, why don't you read it in the Amplified? You who sit down in high God's presence, spend the night in Shaddai's shadow. Say this. Now, this is what we're told to say. God, you're my refuge. I trust in you, and I'm safe. I love that. We are told to hang out with Almighty God and to declare with our mouths, God, it is you in who I trust, and I am safe. Read it in the Amplified, if you will, Angel.
Okay. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. Mm-hmm. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On him I lean and rely, and in him I have confidence and trust.
Oh, that is so good. It's on him that we have confidence and trust. This whole topic of trusting. Are there times that we fail to trust God? We get worried, we get discouraged, we take on problems that are not meant for us to carry. Yes, there are those times. Megan, you want to amplify on that? But how do we pull ourselves out of that?
Pastor, it's through faith. It's through having the strongest, biggest belief in something that we can't see. Because when we are in that, when we are operating in full faith, that's when we're under the shadow of the Almighty.
Oh, yeah.
That's where the worry is cast into the sea of forgetfulness. That's where the devil can't trample on our emotions. Where we know, where we say, no matter how hard it is to say this, God, I trust you. No matter the circumstance that happens, no matter what happens in the end, I still trust you, because there's always a reason and there's always a season of teaching through our trials and tribulations.
Amen. And when we are willing to be taught, when we are teachable, and I got to tell you, as a former high school teacher and as a pastor for many, many years, I find there are people who just really don't want to learn anything new. There are people like that. They just are content with the level of knowledge they have. And I think a lot of Christians are that way. They're like, okay, just so I can get to heaven, that's all that matters. I don't care about growing in God. Talk to us, Angel, because don't you think this is a common problem with a lot of people?
I absolutely 100% agree. You know, and just taking it down to the physical, you know, I interview a lot of people for positions in my company, and that is the one quality I'm looking for. Is this person a teachable person?
Oh, that's
you know,
a good point.
And are they willing to grow? Are we willing to learn? Are we willing to, you know, to be stretched? And, you know, you're right. So many people are just stuck where they are, and they're not. And they're missing out when it comes to God.
They don't want to be challenged. Mm-hmm. So the word for today, again, is what, you two? What's the word for today?
Trusting.
Okay. Now, we don't just come out of the womb trusting, do we? No. I mean, let's say that your mommy and your daddy were super and wonderful. A lot of mommy and daddies aren't, but let's say yours were. And you soon learn to put your trust in mommy and daddy. Think about a little kid, my youngest grandchild right now, Joel Chase. He went through a period where he just wanted mommy, you know. And then he went through a period that mommy and daddy were fine, you know. And now he's broadened his horizons, and he can't wait to see Nana next week, you know. I say that laughingly, but jokingly, but it's true that he will be really well. But he went through that period of time where he had to learn to trust more than just his immediate caregivers. Talk to us, Megan, about that concept.
Well, it is tough, Pastor, because especially for new little people that come into the world.
New little people, that's right.
New little people. They've never had, the only interaction they've had is in the womb, and they've heard, you know, muted voices, and they
right.
may feel their mom's touch. And so immediately that's the only person that they go to. And because that's who they've been used to hearing for so long. But where we need to learn to make a shift is as we grow and as we age, we may never have had that person in our life to trust. We may have been you know, mulled over by so many other people that we trust literally no one. But it takes you wanting to be able to experience a different type of lifestyle. It becomes you wanting to seek change where you feel that, you know, that your life is just not going anywhere and you're set up with the same old, same old. Well, that's the side of Christianity. That's what you're missing out on.
Right.
That's that level of trust that if you've never experienced it in your life from another human, I guarantee you without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to feel that come from the shadow of the Almighty.
Oh.
You're going to feel a level of something you've never felt before. You won't be able to put words to it.
Oh,
that's how powerful it is.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's read Psalm 91 again, those first two or three verses, Angel. Let's go back with the Amplified, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. On Him I lean and rely, and in Him I confidently trust.
Whoa, that's so good. So what do we say about our God, okay? Do we say that our God is greater? Greater is He that's in me than he that is in the world. That's 1 John 4:4. Do we say that our God is powerful, almighty God, that He can move those mountains in our lives? Do we say that our God, oh, He's kind of wimpy, and I don't really think I ever hear from Him very much. I don't think He talks to me. Maybe He talks to the pastor, but that's it. What do we say about our God, Megan?
Pastor, we say, hello, Jesus. I want to hear your voice.
Amen.
Because I know in my knower of all knowers that you are the Almighty.
Right.
And that you know where my feet are going to be planted before
yes.
they're even going to be planted. And guess what, God? Even though today you may hear this radio show and you say, well, I don't know anything about Him, you can still put your hand in the air and say, Jesus, I want to trust you.
Right.
And I'm saying that today.
Right. That's exactly right. And so this whole show is about trusting God in the middle of difficult circumstances or in the middle of life just going peachy keen, you know? But there's so many times that we all face challenges. We're going to Acts 26. As I began to teach this morning, God began to give us, and as it turned out, there were 12 points. And so, Megan, you might want to grab a pen because these are really cool. Angel and Nan both wrote them down as the Holy Spirit gave them. And Acts 26 is where Paul is pulled in front of King Agrippa. And he is in prison and he is called to come out and stand before the king. And what King Agrippa says in Acts 26:1 is to Paul, he said, go ahead, tell us about yourself. And then Paul took the stand, it was in a courtroom, and told his story. You know, Angel, this is hard sometimes for us to be bold enough to tell our story. You know, when somebody says, you know, what's going on in your life? Sometimes we hesitate to tell our story because we don't want to sound too spiritual or too over the edge or too far out. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. You know, I think sometimes we don't want to tell our story because we're afraid of what the other person's going to think of us.
That's exactly right, because of what people think. What was point one that we made this morning? Because I didn't write them down.
Okay.
I just let the Holy Spirit speak them.
Point one is take your stand and tell your story.
Okay, that's point one. Take your stand and tell your story. And you know what? God's going to give you opportunities. You may not be in a courtroom. Probably won't be in a courtroom where you have to tell your story like Paul had to do. But there will be opportunities, will there not, Megan, in our lives to take our stand and tell our story?
Oh, yes, ma'am. It can be in a store with me as like another mom talking about our kids. And I get to mention that I have three. And then I get to mention that one of us is in heaven. And then I get to experience people, oh, I'm so sorry. Why do you mention that? And it's like, because He's still living. He's still alive. He's not dead because
Woo!
Of Jesus Christ. That's what I love. That's what I absolutely love.
You know what, Megan Kramer? I know you do that because I know you so well. You're like my second daughter. and you know that, and I can see you doing that. And when you said that, you know what came to me? And it'd be better if you sang it instead of me, Megan, but this is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior. Go ahead, Megan.
All the day long.
There you go.
Every day.
Every day, all day long.
Amen.
This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. No matter what it is,
Pastor,
that's trusting.
Can I add something?
Oh, of course.
Well, the true reason, I mean, honestly, that the reason I love sharing my story is because of Jesus. That's what saved me through that entire circumstance, just because of him.
Exactly. Because of him. Exactly. I totally agree. Woo! What was point two, Angel?
Even though you go through hard times, God puts the right people in the right place at the right time to help us carry out God's purpose.
Boy, is that not true, right? And because we see it in Acts 26 here, because Paul begins to tell his story. And his story is that God knocked him off a horse, literally. You know, God changed the direction of Paul's life, and he happened to be in the right place at the right time for God to move mightily in him and change him. And so often we don't think God is that aware of what is going on in our lives right this minute, Megan. So often we struggle with God is too busy with these things over here that are more important than us. You know what I mean?
I do, because people, you know, it could be from past hurts, or it could be just because of lack of knowledge about God, is that you don't think that he can handle you. You don't think he can handle you plus everybody else. Well, guess what? Yes, he can.
Yeah, he can.
Because he put us all here. He put every single one of us here, and every single one of us here has a purpose.
Right.
And your story, whoever you are hearing this, your story matters.
Right.
It matters to God.
Yes.
And he wants to use your story as a testimony to who he is and what he does.
So very true. And if you read Acts 26 later on, you're going to see that Paul tells how bad he really was. Part of his story is he was absolutely on fire against Christians. He was not wanting to be a missionary. That was not his goal in life. He was a Christian killer. That's who he was. He was a persecutor. He wanted to round up the Christians and put them in jail and shut them up. That's who Paul was. But see, God had another plan, you know? And so when Paul is given a chance to speak in front of the king, King Agrippa, he tells the story of the day that he's on his way to round up Christians. And suddenly God knocks him off his horse. Talk about it, Angel. Big old blinding light.
Oh, yeah. He definitely, God got Paul's attention, you know. And a lot of times the more stubborn we are, the bigger thing God has to do to get us our attention, to get us to submit our will to his will and to see him through things.
Yes, absolutely. He's got to get our attention.
Mm-hmm.
And when Paul's story, which is found in Acts chapter 9 or 8, I don't know, one or the other. But when Paul suddenly, and Paul tells it right here again in Acts 26, and he says on one day in verse 12 of Acts 26, one day on my way to Damascus, armed as always with papers from the high priest authorizing my action, right in the middle of the day, a blaze of light outshining the sun. We're talking about a big light here, poured out of the sky on me and my companions. It wasn't a random light. It was Jesus, the light of the world, shining down on Paul to get Paul's attention. At this point, he was called Saul. O king, it was so bright. We fell flat on our faces. They fell flat on their faces in the dirt. And then I heard a voice in Hebrew. Did you know God is totally multilingual? He can speak every single every single language, every single dialect there is in the world, because he created them all. And Paul says, then I heard a voice in Hebrew, Saul, Saul, why are you out to get me? I love the way God confronts him, the way Jesus confronts him. Why do you insist on going against the grain? And he says, who are you, master? And then he just says, I'm Jesus. Talk to us, angel. I'm Jesus. He didn't say, well, why don't you guess who I am or anything. He didn't play any games. He goes, I am Jesus, the one you're hunting down like an animal.
Well, you know, and that's how God, you know, builds trust in us. You know, when you look at what trust is having a firm belief and character and strength and truth. And God's not playing.
Oh, say that again. That is so good.
Trust is having a firm belief and character, strength, or truth of someone or something.
Okay.
And that's how we gain trust. And so, you know, God is about truth. He's
yes.
a God of truth.
Yes.
He shows us his character. He shows us his strength. And
yes.
he's going to reveal himself directly to us.
He is. Absolutely. And he so did right here. Oh, my. Listen to this song by a new song, The Same God. Okay. Now, that one was my fault. Okay. I will claim that one. All right, here we go.
Back to the wall, scared you fall. What you gonna do? Day and night, don't know why. It's like the world's against you.
Looks like you're signaling me that God gave you a poem during that song. That's a great song.
It's a great song. I am the same God with you that I was with you yesterday. Strive to look through my eyes. Read my word and praise, pray. I am in total control of all the things that you face. I will help you with your trials. child, you will make it by my grace. I love you.
Amen. Same God.
You know, can I comment?
Yeah, you can comment, sure.
You know, as you all know, I went through quite a struggle with my job, and I was working, but there were issues, and you know, and I couldn't understand a lot, and then something else happened. It looked like it was good, then it turned out bad. I couldn't understand a lot. And, you know, through all that, there was a song, and a line in that song was like, look through my eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And I can look back, and I can see through his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
He brought this whole thing total together. I couldn't have done it any better than if I'd have sat down and planned it myself.
Right.
But, you know, he was in control, and I trusted him.
Amen.
And I leaned to you guys for strength and support, but I trusted him.
Right, sure.
At the end of the day, when I'm by myself, I trusted him.
Right.
And he brought it all to pass.
And that's what we have to do.
We have to see it through his eyes,
we
not
do.
Our eyes.
We have to see that he has the big picture plan. And this whole thing with Paul standing before King Agrippa and having to tell his story was God ordained. Angel, it was okay. It was fine. You know, there are times we have to do things that are very bold and strong, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. There's a lot of times, and when God opens that door, we need to walk through that door. We need to be ready to walk through that door.
Right. So read that point two again, and then we'll go to point three. Two was,
God puts the right people at the right time in the right place to fulfill his purpose.
Okay. All right. I'm going to ask you to email me all those, you know.
And so, I will.
Okay. All right. Read us the third one here, because I was too busy preaching it in order to write anything down this morning. What was the third one?
God provides favor in our lives when we need it.
Ah, yes. Favor when we need it. Oh, so let's go on in Acts 26. And so Paul stands there and begins to tell his story. And he says in verse 17 here, here's what Jesus said to him that day. Now, this is a guy that had been a Christian persecutor. And he said, and probably very much a Christian killer. He was the one who was very much in charge of the stoning of Stephen, the first martyr. And in Acts chapter 26, verse 17, Jesus said to him, I'm sending you off to open the eyes of the outsiders so they can see the difference between dark and light and choose light. See the difference between Satan and God and choose God. I'm sending you off to present my offer of sins forgiven and a place in the family. That's favor right there. And inviting them into the company of those who begin real living by believing in me. Whoa. That's like favor. Talk to us, Megan. That's favor. You're going to get to go do this and this and this, Paul. Saul.
Yeah.
Then now Paul.
Yeah. And you know what speaks even more volumes to me is that he's using someone who was murdering Christians.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. He took a very, very bad man and turned it around and gave him favor to go out and be radical and speak the truth, to speak the light.
Oh, that, so true.
That should speak volumes to whoever's listening. Because you, whoever's listening, whoever you are to be used for the kingdom.
Yes.
And no matter your story, no matter your circumstance, it's time to step out and start trusting in something. And that's the Lord, because he has favor for you.
You're exactly right, Megan. And what keeps people from doing that, Angel? Because so often we can tell parishioners, we can tell friends and relatives and coworkers, you know what? God loves you, and they don't think he does, or they don't think he favors them in any way. And they may even look at our lives and say, oh, you're walking in favor, but not me. I've done this, 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 and this. But the enemy, it's the enemy in there whispering in their ears, you know?
You know what it is, and it's that internal shame that they carry around with them of the things that they have done, or the bad or the wrong, and they hold themselves in there constantly putting themselves down. And, you know, it's saying that God's not big enough. God is big enough, and he wants to. There is no such thing as being too bad or doing too much wrong. God, when we surrender, God can get in there and use everyone.
Oh, absolutely. Megan, talk to us.
Well, you know, he can, because right now, the air that you're breathing, the lungs that you're using to breathe, the mind that you use to speak, it all was created by him.
Amen.
So, you know, it's time to be radical. It's time to
Oh, whoa. You didn't say radical, did you, Megan?
Oh, you know I love that word.
Well, I mean, people don't like radical people. That kind of moves them out of their comfort zone, you know? They like us to be like a little quiet, little church mouse, you know?
We can be soft and soft-spoken, but then the more that you don't listen, the more radical we get.
there you go. So you want us to be soft-spoken, then you better be listening, right? Listen up.
That's right.
Right.
Make sure your ears are open.
That's right.
You know, Pastor, as Christians, we're put here, and it's time for us to be more radical than before. Because the end times are coming, and I don't want to see anyone go through what I know is coming.
Right, exactly.
And so, you know, whether it's just out of sheer lack of knowledge that you fear the knowledge of God, or that you fear being under the shadow of your Creator to be taken care of, I can't quite grasp that, because I was raised in a Christian environment. I was raised by two very godly parents, and of course was also raised by Pastor Marcia, being in her church and learning from her. But you know, there's no other option here. You know, you're either living in the dumps, which that's not for you, because you were created as soon as the first cells divided, you were in the image of your Creator. You were in the image of God.
Right.
And it's time for you, and it's your given right. It's your living right to claim your place in eternity.
That's exactly right.
There should be no shadow of a doubt that you're ready to step out into the unknown. There's no fear here whatsoever.
Amen. And everybody can have that favor, right? What point are we on, Angel?
That was three.
Three.
And what was it again?
Sorry. God provides favor in our lives when we need it.
Okay. Psalm 5:12. The Lord surrounds me with favor like a shield. Okay. That's what happened here with Paul. As he was standing in court and testifying, King Agrippa was receiving it. He was receiving what was being spoken. And I mean, Paul was just speaking boldly here. What's the next one?
Number four. Even though the storms come into our lives, we need to trust God.
Oh boy, isn't that the truth? And in just this, being hauled in court, he didn't know what was going to happen to him. And yet he was trusting God in the middle of it. And I want to go down to verse 27 of Acts 26. Because Paul boldly says to the king, "You believe the prophets, don't you, King Agrippa?" And then he goes, "Don't answer that. I know you believe," which is very interesting. And Agrippa did answer the king, and he said in verse 28 of Acts chapter 26, "Keep this up much longer, and you'll make a Christian out of me." Isn't that fascinating, Megan? Talk to us.
I love that.
So I do, cool. Too. I do, too.
It's just because that was another one of those radical moments.
Right.
Where just a little old man, just little old Paul,
questions
the king. That was the Holy Spirit. That was truly the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Because that person that Paul used to be, Saul, that what he used to be, he was not that person until God took over.
Mm-hmm.
He was not that person.
Mm-hmm.
And the favor all over Paul, especially in what part of the story we're talking about, is absolutely, it's jaw-dropping.
It is.
Just my human little side, thinking about going in front of a court, especially way back then, that's pretty scary. If I didn't have the Holy Spirit, and if I didn't have the Lord on my side, I think I probably would have had a little accident there on the stand, if you know what I mean.
Scary,
that
huh?
Without that holy boldness, no thank you.
I hear you. So let's do this song entitled "Believe" by the Katinas. It's kind of a wild little song. I really like it, but let's listen to it. I think it is a challenge to every one of us.
If you choose to believe. Forget believe.
Wherever you are, whatever you're going through, just put your faith in Him. It's gonna be all right. You know, just trying to get you to understand that it all comes down to believing. Even when you can't see, 'cause everything you'll ever need, He's already provided. Just believe.
Believe, folks. Gotta believe. Gotta believe. You gotta choose to believe. Love that song. Don't play it that much, but that's a good one, isn't it, Angel? It's a good reminder to us that we've gotta believe and we gotta trust.
We do.
That God's gonna come through. Talk to us, Angel.
You know, we need those reminders. You know, it goes back to that principle of what we feed grows. And what we starve dies. And you know
what? That's right.
The devil is feeding the world of all those negative messages, and it directly impacts our ability to trust in our faith if we're not feeding the truth of God and the truth of His word and building that.
Oh, absolutely. And so often we're not, because why?
We don't. I don't know why we don't always. You know, I think sometimes we don't think God can, or He wants to deal with something going on in our world. Sometimes, you know, when we're going through the storm,
right,
the messages we're getting from people's, oh, God doesn't really love you. Oh, if you were really a Christian, this wouldn't be happening to you.
That's right.
And we buy it.
Right. We buy the lie. We buy the lie. And so we have to learn to look for the truth and the truth of what God's word says about our situation and get on board with that. Megan, talk to us.
Well, you know, Pastor, I think sometimes that we get busy, and then when those situations arise, is that instead of turning to the Bible, instead of turning to God, we're so inclined that we need immediate care. We need immediate emotional support, so we go to other humans.
Right, exactly.
And,
yeah.
You know, and sometimes those people or those things that we seek out, they might temporarily help, but they're not going to help in the long run.
Mm-mm.
Like seeking out, hiding under the shadow of the Almighty.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
go ahead.
No, you're fine. You go right ahead.
Let's go back to the center verse of the Bible, Psalm 118, verse 8. It's better to trust in the Lord than to trust in people. Period. That's it. Isn't that the essence of our Christian walk, Megan?
Yes, ma'am, it sure is. And that should be a scripture that we need to write down somewhere from today going forward, and we need to look at it.
Right.
Because that should be the moderator of our life.
Right.
Is that we need to trust more in God. We need to learn more about Him than seeking out other people, because it's not going to help your situation, I guarantee it.
But so many people, Megan and Angel, they want a validation from an earthly person. They want a person to say, oh, you heard from God correctly. Or, yes, that I know that that's what you should do. Now, and that's great when that happens and we get that validation. But so often God is actually allowing us to be tested in the situation, whatever it might be, so that we rely on Him and learn to trust Him, Angel. We just get so bogged down with wanting somebody else to tell us what to do in any given thing.
And, you know, and the thing that makes no sense of that, we do that, and you're right. And the thing that makes no sense is that we want to put our trust and our confidence in finite human people who are fallible, and they don't know what's going on for their own lives a lot
exactly.
of the time. And we want to put our trust there instead of the infinite, perfect, all-knowing, all-seeing, all-powerful God that we serve.
And don't you find it fascinating that God, that because Jesus is back in heaven, we can't see them, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit? We know they're there.
Yes.
We know that Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Father as per Scripture. We know the Father is in the heavens somewhere. We know the Holy Spirit is here because Jesus said, when I leave, I'm sending you the Holy Spirit. He's your friend, your counselor, your comforter. He's your standby. He's your helper. He's your advocate. It's seven things. Your intercessor and your strengthener. Those seven things. That's who the Holy Spirit is. We can feel him, but we can't see him. And so often we get so, I guess it's anxious or something. Megan, talk to us. Because, oh God, did I hear you right? Am I doing this right? I mean, if he was here in the flesh like he was 2,000 years ago in the form of the Son, Jesus, we could walk up to him. What do you think I should do about this? We can still do that now, though, even though we cannot see him. We can feel him. Talk to us, Meg.
So true, Pastor, because if we could just stop, and I seriously mean stop what we're doing, stop listening to other people, stop listening to that other nasty voice you're hearing in your head, and I'm talking about the devil, tune out everything and put on a praise song and get down on your hands and knees and listen, because the words are there. The words are coming down from the throne directly to you.
Yes,
you
they are.
You need to learn to tune into it.
You got
to
tune in, because, and you got to trust that you're hearing it.
That's right. And you will know that voice. Trust me. You will know that voice, because when you hear that voice, you'll melt like butter. You won't be able to move, and it's the only thing that you'll hear. And you'll know without a shadow of a doubt that you just heard from the Lord Almighty, and that you know that what he instructed you to do, and I will tell you, he won't give you clear-cut instructions, because through what you're going through or through whatever you're going through, it's a learning season.
It is.
And he wants you to seek out more of him, because it's a growing phase. Our whole entire life here on this planet is nothing but a growing phase, and it's going to change. Going to change as the seasons come and go.
Right.
But we have to. We can learn to love it and learn to embrace it.
Yes.
When we know how to seek him.
Right.
We know how to get to the foot of the cross.
Amen. 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 I'm about ready to receive my 12th grandbaby, and my wonderful daughter-in-law, Mary, is very pregnant. We're 4 weeks away about. And I can look at her, and I can deduce from looking at her that she has a baby on the inside. And that they have told us the truth, that the doctor said she has a baby on the inside. But I can't see my grandchild yet. They chose not to find out if it's a boy or a girl. So I don't even know whether to call him or her, what to call him. But I know that the heartbeat, I've heard the heartbeat with the text they sent. I know there's a creature in there, but I can't as yet see my grandbaby angel. But I know that little guy or little girl is in there. Right? And that's what we have to do with God. We have to trust that he is in us, the Holy Spirit. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Holy Spirit has come to live on the inside of you. You have to trust that even if you can't see it. Angel?
But here's the thing, you know, just like with your grandbaby, there's evidence. You know, the growing stomach, the heartbeat, the kicks, that's evidence. God gives us evidence.
All the time, doesn't he?
Yes, and he lives
yes.
inside of us.
Right.
There's evidence.
There's evidence. And we feel his presence this morning in our service, Megan. It was a barn burner service. All heaven came down today. And there wasn't one person in that service today that did not feel God there. Right, Angel?
Absolutely. Amen.
Amen. All right, we're going to talk more about Acts 27 here in just a moment with Megan and Angel. So excited to do this radio show. And if some of you are going, Pastor, you seem a little like excited, fired up today. I am. It's the Word of God and this whole concept of learning to trust him, that God wants us to get down on the inside of us. We encourage you to send your prayer requests into us. Why, Megan? Why would they do it? And prayers at bohmglobal.com. Why would they do that?
Because there's power in prayer. There is unification of the body of Christ in prayer. And when we reach out in a need, when we reach out in unity through the prayer chain, then Jesus goes to the throne as our advocate and says, Father, here's a prayer from Beacon of Hope Ministries for so-and-so. And there's power in prayer. There's healing in when we have faith,
Amen.
When we reach out and send that message. Because we're seeking out we need to claim something for our situation, and we can do that through prayer. We
Amen.
Do that when we pray together.
So use our prayer line. It's free. It's email prayers@bohmglobal.com. I say it's free, and it is. The gospel is free. But if you want to help support this ministry through the radio show, this radio show, go to our webpage, bohmglobal.com. It's at www.bohmglobal.com. Go to the bottom of the homepage and go to donations, and it'll open a place where you can give through PayPal. Any money that comes in there goes for these radio shows. And Angel, talk about, we got about 30 seconds about our Thursday night show, will you?
Okay, Thursday night on this station at 6:06 p.m. is Go Yard. It is a life coaching show about living the hitting the home runs in life and living it well.
That's you, Dr. Angel, and me, Mama Mac. Mm.